Welcome to this week's CMS Personalized Learning Teacher Voice Podcast, Season 2, Episode 3. My name is Alicia Waters, and today we are going to talk about personalized learning in an elementary art room. During this podcast, you will hear three strategies to begin your journey to a more personalized art room. These three strategies include artist data journals, developing structured choices, and integrating other subjects into your lessons while collaborating with other educators. Let's talk first about creating individual journals. Students fold and glue their journal at the beginning of each school year. We then staple multiple pages of newsprint inside to make it last all year. These journals can easily be stored in laundry baskets for each day of the week. Just be sure to use a different colored paper for your classes that come on the same day, as this helps them stay organized in each day's basket. Passing these out and then collecting them is a great job to designate to students, and we know most students love jobs. Within these journals, one could see a variety of things like practice sketches, written jots and thoughts, responsibility list for group projects, cheat sheets for logging into learning resources, and student-created logs, where they keep track of their own strengths, struggles, and goals within the process of a unit. Some students have described these journals as their go-to source. Using journals in an art room allows students to keep track of the process of their work, and thus giving them an opportunity to take more ownership of the products they are creating. As a teacher, journals allow us to have data on all the students we teach. It also gives us the opportunity to reflect on individual students' work at any given time. Special area teachers typically teach the whole school. When each artist you teach has a journal, there's no questioning where they are within a unit. Is a student in need of some help? Or are they mastering a specific topic? Just open their journal for evidence, and then you will be reminded of their specific learning needs. Once each student has a journal, it is much easier to keep track of the choices you give to your learning artist. Which brings me to a strategy number 2, developing structured choices for your students. Typically, when walking into a traditional art room, each student is working on the same thing at the same time with the same media and sitting on the same kind of seats. Walking into a PL-driven art room, you will see various steps within a product being completed, a variety of medias being used, and more than one topic or theme present. To summarize, artists are not always working on the same thing at the same time, or even working on the same unit at the same time. Students have this freedom because they are working on a choice menu or a playlist. Playlist and choice menus have helped students set their own pace, and because of this, many artists are thinking more about the process of their art and not just the final outcome. Setting their own pace allows them to truly be creative and critical thinkers, but also academic risk takers. With a choice menu, typically used with all grade levels, students are working on background knowledge tasks, not a final product. All tasks are given up front, and students decide the order in which they complete each task. Let's say a first grade class is beginning a unit on self-portrait. Student A might choose to work on practicing eyes first, while student B is working on noses first. Also, student C might spend a whole class working only on ears, while student A spent 20 minutes for eyes and 20 minutes for ears during one class. Every student is aware of what task they need to do, but each student chooses how much time they spend on the given task. Students reflect on their work and identify their strengths and struggles. Once an individual student has mastered all the menu tasks and the teacher has conference with them, they would then begin a final self-portrait at their own pace. During teacher-student conferences, students have to be effective communicators and express their wants and needs to the teacher. Together, we reflect on their work and they have to be receptive of the feedback given in order to be successful on their final product. With a playlist, typically used with 3rd through 5th grade students, students are working on a unit from start to finish. A playlist is like following an instruction manual. Students go in a particular order, but they can decide how much time they use on each particular step. Each step is written based off an art education essential standard. Beginning steps will start with learning background knowledge and generating ideas. Middle steps are about testing media techniques and testing ideas. Ending steps work towards a final product and reflection of the completed product. Conferences are both required and optional throughout a playlist, and typically depends on the specific step. Once each step has been mastered, and the student has their required teacher signatures, students are then allowed to begin a new playlist. Typically, the first playlist will focus on drawing skills, and as a student completes more playlists, the skills and medias, such as painting or oil pastels, get more challenging and detail-oriented. Within the school year, student A might have completed 6 playlists, or in other words, 6 final pieces of art, and student B might have completed 4 playlists, or 4 final pieces of art. 5 tips to set up your classroom for structured choices. Tip 1. Use Google Classroom and/or Canvas. These resources allow the teacher to upload presentations, photographs, vocabulary, videos, create assignments, and more. For a student, these resources allow them to be self-directed learners, learn positive uses of technology, collaborate with peers, complete assignments at home if they choose, and take ownership by uploading photographs of their work. Parents can also see what their students are working on and have communication with the teacher. Tip 2. Provide flexible seating options. Listen to the podcast from Season 2, Episode 1, for wonderful tips and tricks on how to make your room more flexible. It has been proven by my students that this can be successful in an art room. Tip 3. Keep the supplies in the same place, year after year, to provide continuity and self-directed learners. The paint corner has labeled paints and paint brushes, including signs that describe the paintbrushes and their uses. The main supply corner has crayons, colored pencils, markers, and other drawing medias. The pencil corner includes sharp, not sharp pencils, electric sharpeners, and handheld sharpeners. Tip 4. Create a variety of anchor charts that students can reference and gain ideas from. An anchor chart can be anything from showing the many techniques of colored pencils to writing prompts for a time of reflection. Lastly, tip 5. Establish a good system for class ownership. Decide what is important for your students to remember. Review with them each class and reward them once they have reached their goals. For example, treat all supplies, including seating, with respect. Rewards allow the classes to take pride in owning the art room and gives them confidence to continue being a self-directed class. Although it seems overwhelming to have students doing different things at the same time, just remember it gets easier with practice and with help of others. Which brings me to the last strategy. Integrate other subjects into your lessons and collaborate with other teachers. Here are 5 methods to start this now. Method 1. Ask your technology teacher if they're willing to help students research art themes in the tech lab. Method 2. Incorporate common vocabulary within your lessons. Science lessons and clay lessons have many common terms like physical and chemical change. Control is a word used often in music, PE, and art. If you're unsure of common vocabulary, this opens the door to collaborate with more teachers. Method 3. Play music in your classroom, like jazz for a Romery Bearden lesson. Or, the alternative, ask your music teacher if they have the time to play and/or discuss the history of jazz in music class. Music subjects often relate to art subjects and vice versa. Method 4. Have as many books available as you can. Books on animals, books with various cultures, books about artists. Let students access these whenever needed. Collaborate with your media specialist on various titles and levels. Method 5. Be open to saying yes when a teacher asks you to work with them. Say yes to teaching 3D buildings to create a community. Say yes to creating a backdrop for a writing bulletin board. And say yes to an opportunity to grade a student's work and have it count as a social studies score. No matter if it's a small opportunity to collaborate or a big idea, try to say yes. Using these 5 methods will help students make connections amongst a variety of subjects and teachers. Integration and collaboration create opportunities to teach the whole child. So, even if you are hesitant at first to create a more personalized art room, just remember, it is possible with some prep work and a positive outlook. Thank you for listening to CMS Teacher Voice this week. We look forward to learning more with you next week.